Everybody had paid their respects and taken off, and now she felt exhausted, drained. She poured a glass of Chardonnay and lit a cigarette. She was numb, her mind a blur, still trying to come to grips with what had happened. Luke entered the kitchen, walked past her, detached, expressionless, the same zombie trance he'd been in since the accident. He opened the refrigerator and grabbed a Gatorade, purple liquid in a plastic bottle called Riptide Rush. Kate said, "Come here." She took a couple steps and wrapped her arms around him. "I know you're hurting. I am too." She could feel Luke, rigid in her embrace. "I'm sorry," he said. She could see tears in his eyes before he looked down, staring at the floor. "You can't blame yourself. It was an accident." Luke pushed away from her. "I don't want to talk about it." He moved across the kitchen into the breakfast room and disappeared. It was dark when she went upstairs, leaning against the banister, right hand on the smooth, polished oak as she scaled the winding staircase. A light in the foyer was on, but she was too tired to go down and turn it off. At the top of the stairs, she went left to Luke's room. The door was closed. She knocked and opened it and saw him on his bed staring up at the ceiling. She said goodnight. He didn't move, didn't look at her. Leon, their chocolate lab, was lying next to Luke. He got up, shook his tail, and yelped. Luke said, "Chill, Leon." The dog sat down. Kate closed the door and went to her room, walked through into the bathroom, and stared at herself in the mirror hanging over the sink. She looked tired. She pulled her hair back behind her ears and turned the faucet on, cupped water in her hands and washed her face. She glanced over, saw Owen's blue terry cloth robe hanging on the back of the door, went over and lifted it off the hook and hugged it. Now, she sat on the side of the tub and wept, letting go. Kate walked into the bedroom, pulled the spread down and stretched out on the king-size bed, Owen sighed, and smelled his pillow with its hint of Old Spice. There were family photographs on the night table in gold and silver frames. She picked up a sepia-toned picture of Owen with short hair, age 7, wearing a white shirt and a bow tie, a smile on his little face, proud because he'd just made his first communion. She put it back and picked up another. This one shot on their wedding day, Kate thinking it was one of the few pictures in 16 years that showed Owen with his eyes open. She held it and remembered the day they met. Ran into him coming around a corner at Farmer Jack's, the store at Losser and Maple. Their carts hitting head-on with impact, and it was so unexpected, it was funny. He said, "You okay?" "I think so," Kate said, "except for the whiplash." He held her in his gaze, maybe wondering if she was serious. "I'm Owen," he said. "And you?" "Kate," she said, offering her hand. He took it in his, looked her in the eye, and said, "Kate, you doing anything tonight?" "What do you mean?" "Can I take you out to dinner? Make up for your injury?" "Is this how you get dates?" Kate said. "Run into someone with your grocery cart?" He grinned. He had a grocery list in his hand, a 5x7-inch lined yellow sheet, and his cart was filled with cans of soup and tuna fish. He obviously wasn't much of a cook. Kate said, "I don't even know you." Owen said, "We just met, didn't we?" Kate said, "You could be a rapist." "I could even be a Republican," he grinned. That was going to be my next question.